Talking with Slade Nightingale, of course, from southwestern Oklahoma. What home chapter is for Cordell?
Yep, Cordell FFA.
Yep. Cordell's got a reputation for cranking out some pretty outstanding farmer programs, and have been, you know, been pretty competitive down through the years in this star program.
Yes, that's true. 2 years ago, we had another star finalist from Cordell there, Nakona Cook. He went to Nationals, come up a little short, but he had a great program and had a good time. And, it's a pretty powerful program here the last few years.
Now, you at the state level did pretty well in the Star Farmer of Oklahoma competition.
Yes, in 2006, I qualified for the State Star Farmer, and I ended up winning that. And then in 2007, I got to go to Indianapolis for the Bee Proficiency Award, and I also won that too.
So you got some state and national honors under your belt. Tell me about your farm program.
I have a strictly stalker steer operation, and also I also grow wheat. I graze my stalkers on wheat during the winter time, and I'll pull them off in March in the spring, and I pretty generally every year graze out all my wheat. Sometimes I'll cut it for grain, and during the summer I have about 1,200 acres of grass now. And I run cattle on the grass during the summer, too. So it keeps me pretty busy.
You know, we grow that over the years, in other words.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing now for the last 8 years. You know, I started as a little bitty. Started with 14 head a long time ago, and now I'm up to running over 1,000 head a year. And I have 450 acres of wheat and, like I said, a little over 1,200 acres of grass of my own now. So,
Why were you interested in being a farmer?
That's what everybody asks me. I don't know why they keep asking me that. But, yeah, that's what I've grown up and I've born on a farm. I've been raised on a farm. That's what my grandpa does, what my dad does. You know, it's just been in my blood. I've grown up around it all my life, and that's what I've been accustomed to, and that's what I know how to do, and that's why I want to do it.
Give me a couple examples of maybe some practices that you've been able to adopt the last year or so that maybe have helped make your program a little bit better.
I have learned to, when buying stalker steers and you have a chance to make a profit, contract them, get rid of them, go ahead and sell them, make a profit. Because if it was anything like last winter when this stock market and everything crashed and everything went down, and you got to sweat all winter long hoping to make a dollar off of your operation. So, yeah, that's the biggest thing. If you got a chance to make some money off your cattle, contract them, get rid of them. That way you ain't got the stress and the worries about it, and you know you're going to get something out of them.
How do you make sure that your animals are properly handled? In other words, a lot of people these days all got these groups like PETA and HSUS are talking about how they want that the animals be humanely and correctly handled. How do we do that?
We handle our calves. You know, we haul them around, move them around, and keep them good pastures and have good shelter and lots to eat and everything. I mean, if somebody come out and checked out my operation, I don't think they'd have any complaints about it.
I would think that you'd want your animals in good shape, have a chance to make money.
Oh yeah, you got to have them. You got to have them in good shape. Got to keep them healthy. If you have any sickness, you know, I keep track of all that. Got to keep them healthy in order for them to grow, and got to have, like I said, you got to have something for them to eat too. Got to keep them on good pasture to keep them growing.
What's FFA done for you as far as help you achieve what you've achieved up to this point?
Oh, FFA has helped me out a bunch. I mean, it's shown me leadership. It's shown me many different skills. I mean, I've taken back to the farm. You know, one thing that FFA did help me on more than anything, and it's, I don't know if anybody really ever thinks about it, was bookkeeping. You know, I didn't keep track of a whole lot of things until I got to the FFA and my teacher, Mr. Daddle, when we first started filling out record books. You know, that kind of taught me to, you know, once we went through everything and started going back and trying to track everything down, I thought, you know, if I just wrote all this stuff down and kept it all together, this would have been a lot easier. And now, with all the many things I got going on now with different cattle and wheat and stuff, you know, it's just, it keeps track of everything and it makes things a whole lot simpler. You know, that's one thing that I have been taught through the FFA, you know, and that's pretty vital in my operation.
Last question as far as what's the future for you?
Well, my near future, I'm getting married next May. And I plan on starting a family in the next few years, and hopefully I'm going to keep farming and hopefully expand my operation and get a little bigger and hopefully have a successful life farming.